And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly, and this is our Exposed segment of the show. Those listeners that know about what we're doing with Worship Factory, get connected, get online also at worshipfactory.net for network. And John and Mariana are actually hanging out in studio with us for this Exposed segment with the one and only Matt Brower that stuck around as well to be able to actually chat with us and talk a little bit of an encouragement for young people. And, you know, we were just talking about the encouragement side of what it's like and what people need all the time for encouragement. Matt, what are your thoughts with that as far as for these young people?
Well, I think especially when I was younger, I just didn't have an outlet, and I was so intimidated and scared to sort of share music or share my heart with people. And I really, I don't know, I guess that fear, there's like this collision that was happening for a long time where I felt like I had something to say, but I was kind of too scared to say it. But God just really showed me through Scripture just, you know, that He doesn't need somebody that has it all together or somebody that's perfect or somebody that, you know, maybe we see as being a spiritual giant.
Okay, can I just say something really quick?
Sure.
When you did your concert last week, that was what jumped out to me, is that God wants to use us where we are. You know, if we're learning our craft, you know, do the best we can where we are, and God will honor that. So thank you for encouraging me and challenging me in that.
Yeah, that's sort of really what I feel is a big part of what I have to share, because I think it's the vulnerability and it's the honesty of that, of being really realistic. I think our culture wants us to try to be so cool and to try to have it all together and, you know, be all polished. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's really great. And as we go along, that happens, I think, naturally as well. And the desire for excellence is wonderful and extremely important. But at the same time, I think what we all relate to is our common struggles. Mm-hmm. And when we can be honest about that and share them, I think God does amazing things. And
right.
He wants to use every single one of us
right.
where we're at to do that. And the courage to be honest, I think, is something we all need to be striving for.
And right. ultimately, that's where you get your best work.
Right.
You know, when you're vulnerable and when
exactly.
you're...
That's when God can move and you know, show up, you know. In,
mm-hmm.
When we are weak, then He is made strong.
I heard Over the Rhine, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're a great music group. And they once said about one of their albums that their producer said, unless you're a little bit embarrassed about your performance, you haven't done your job, because it needs to be that vulnerable and that honest that you feel. And so sometimes, like what you're saying, your best work, you'll never feel that way about it
right.
because
oh,
you
yeah,
see
absolutely.
All of the flaws and what makes you unique.
Right.
But that's, I think, what the uniqueness that God has given us. That
Speaking
we need to
of producers, I'm sorry, I totally interrupted him. I'm so rude. I want to hear about
you. You're so enthusiastic and excited.
You're a director.
Matt Brower is in the house.
I know.
Matt.
I can't contain myself. You said producers. Tell us how it was to work with Michael Amardian.
Oh, it was incredible. And you know what? I was introduced to him through a mutual friend. And, you know, they were like, well, maybe he would maybe be a producer for your album. And I was just like, yeah, in a million years kind of thing. Like,
I know,
just,
right?
But we sat down and we hit it off. We really connected. And you know, he basically said, yeah, I'd totally love to do this record
so
with
great.
You. And so at that point, it was just musical, like, heaven for me.
Yeah.
The whole experience, every day going to work, was just so exciting. And the people that he were just coming into the studio just to say, hey, like, hey, Omar, what's going on? Like, all these people he's worked with. It was just like the most, I mean, I'm a kid from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Yeah.
And I was
know,
just like really blown
it's
away.
It's really too bad that he wasn't able to get anyone famous to do backups for you.
Right.
You know, Amy Grant, who's that? Vince Gill, who's that?
Yeah, that was a pretty special day. And, you know, there's a great story behind that song, because I wrote that song about one of my older half-sisters who passed away a few years back, and just how my family went through the grief process of that, and how God was present, and how we really sought his, you know, help and support through that. And it's funny, because my older sister was a huge Amy Grant fan, and she used to, for hours, I can remember it, when I was a little kid, she was in college, this my older sister, and she'd be playing her guitar and singing Amy Grant songs. And then, you know, she passed away. I wrote this song sort of in memory of her, and God really orchestrates it, because it was nothing that I could possibly have done, where it just happens that Vince and Amy came in and sang on that song. And, you know, we were in the studio that day, and I had Amy talk to my video blog. I had my little camera. I said, hey, Amy, can you say hi to my blog? And she said, you know, hey, Matt's blog. This is Amy. We're here in the studio making music. We're here singing for Sandra. And that's my sister's name. Aww. Who passed away. And I tell you what, my whole family, because that's something that's like really impossible, yeah. You know. And to my family, they were like, that was just God saying, you know, I remember.
I just have to say, I have seen that time and time again where God, you know, God is there because he has orchestrated where things you couldn't plan time-wise or people-wise or musically, things have fallen together. And you're like, this is how I know God is real.
Yeah.
Because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Because he created all these details to come together. And I'm so encouraged.
And when people ask you how you know God is real,
right.
You come back to those experiences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More than stuff in your brain. You
yeah.
know, you're like, no, you know what? It was when he wrapped his arms around me.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was personalized. It wasn't just, you know, a verse in the Bible, which God speaks to me all the time through the Bible. But when he personalizes his word to our lives, which he does, he speaks into our lives and he personalizes a relationship with us. That just blows me away. That's awesome.
Now, I want to know, actually, about, you know, in connection to your family and all that, were you a musical person growing up, or what was it like in your home?
Yeah. There's seven of us all together when you include my older siblings, that a lot of them are old enough to be my parents, and everyone sings.
Nice.
Most of us play an instrument, but for some reason, I really took to music, like, right out of the... You know, right away. And I, as a toddler, was like making up my own songs and singing all the time. And all through junior high and high school, my family is probably like, they never want to hear me sing again because they're just like, will he ever shut up? It was funny because to anybody else in my life, I was so shy and so, you know, reserved. But that's not really who I was. I was just afraid, you know. Right. But with my family, man, I was.
Did you know that you wanted to be an artist?
I did. And you know what? I kind of went back and forth about it because, you know, I grew up in a farming town where it was like sports and stuff. Music wasn't really very cool. So I kind of pretended I wasn't into it when I was younger, got into sports and stuff. But when I got to about the 10th grade, music was where I experienced God. And I had a real intense encounter with God at a youth conference where there was this awesome band, and it was through the worship. And at that point, I was like, okay, forget it. I don't care if my friends think I'm lame. I got to be a part of this. And that's when I started heading in that direction really seriously.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod, Shrek and Costa, Monique Donnelly, and John and Mariana for this Exposed segment. And you are listening to Matt Brower. If you've not picked up any music from Matt, please do so. Some amazing, incredible music over the years, especially the last three albums. And then this new one that is actually getting ready to be done with 20. It's going to be the largest album he's ever done. It's got 25
tracks on
it. It's going to
be a greatest hits.
It's going to be a whole volume series. You can't wait. I want the outtakes. That's all I want. The rest of the albums, the songs that you don't put on the album. If you had one song, Matt, that you know, for me, that one song that just resonates with you for your life that would be able to say, this is Matt Brower, what song would that be?
Whoa, that's like picking a signature.
Yeah, you know, that is tough because as a songwriter, you're condensing really big experiences into 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Like every song is a little piece of you.
Yeah. So, but there are some that you're kind of like, I'm going to sing this for the rest of my life. And it's actually a song that I don't always sing acoustic, but it's a song called Sanity. It's from my very, very first recording experience. Mm. And I still sing that a lot, but it basically just talks about how I feel like I said what I wanted to say at the time, and it's been true throughout my life. It says, I could never know love unless you show it to me. I could never find peace unless you reach down and touch me. And I know my soul is touchable, and only your love is what I'm needing. And it's sort of like this idea of like, I can't even reach you, God. Like, I need you to come down and to, you know, to touch the places in my life that need to be changed. Like, it's not something that I can do on my own. And that's what's so amazing is that, you know, obviously we have to be open and to ask God into our life, but it's really him who does the work. And that just kind of blows me away.
Again, the vulnerability card being pulled out. Awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
Where can other people see you? I mean, I know you're out and about and you lead worship also in the Houston area and a couple of different churches. And we can talk about that, too. And again, get online at worshipfactory.net. Get connected. You can also see some more of Matt's stuff. We'll have his stuff on there as well for you. Matt's website will be on there as well, where you can also go to Matt's website, check him out, see what he's doing. So what's in the horizon for Matt Brower?
Well, recording in August and September, and then I'm going to be on the road in the fall with J.J. Heller and her husband on a bus, and we're going to be traveling across the states. And so I'm a special guest on that trip, so I'm really looking forward to that. I play in Houston, Texas, as a part of the Woodlands United Methodist Church. It's a great community, really artist-friendly, and it's been an amazing experience to have a home base and like a grounding and a place to sort of, you know, travel out of, and that's really been important in my life.
However humid it is.
Yeah. If you can handle the summers, then you can get through a lot.
It's really
very
humid.
Hot. Yeah, very hot out there.
Well, we can't thank you enough. The concert last week was just incredible, and we thank you so much for your time and your heart and your gift and being able to share it with us. We are so blessed by where God has taken you and where he continues to take you, and we really thank you for being a part of Worship Factory. We really thank you so much, Matt Brower.
Thanks, guys.
Mazel tov.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. Stay tuned, stay connected, get connected. Again, we thank you. We'll see you next week. Listen to you. See you next week. Bye.
See ya.